Blog Talk Radio.
Keep me together, say you keep me together, say the only thing you mean, keep me together, yeah, you keep me together, I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever, but you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together, I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together, I'm trying to keep shit somebody lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I need you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Always on my mind, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you hear me going, got you going with me. We only going together. We gon' keep on passing on them together.
together, keep it together. Good evening, podcast family. It's Friday, March 18th, 2022. And I'm your host, Randy J. Sean Jackson, for the evening. As you all know, I just made it here just in time. You know how many people out there, you know, when you're out of town. I'm out of town right now. And, you know, they give you a hotel key. But sometimes when you leave the hotel, for some damn reason, when you come back, the key won't open the door. So I ran outside for a smoke break because, you know, you can't smoke in these hotels anymore. They got a big sign, I believe $250 or $300 fine, whatever. If it was a dollar, it was too much for me. Free money, that's like paying a ticket. I don't believe in giving up free money for fines and things like that. So I ran outside for a quick smoke break. I left kind of late, which was crazy. And I said, well, I'll go out here and have a quick smoke break for 5 minutes, and then I'll run back in. Went outside, came back in. Put the key in, and what color do we look for? Green, right? No, red dot flashing. I said, not now, devil, not now. Tried it again, and guess what? The devil said, right now, right now. So I had to run to the front desk and tell him, I got a podcast that's starting at 8 o'clock. And the key, I need another key to open the room. And I forgot they got to ask you what room, what's your name, CID, and a bunch of bullshit. Well, anyway, the devil was a liar because I made it here right on time for the show, and I'm here. So for the devil could take this. I give him a big round of applause for trying. Anyway, everybody, like I said, welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. And this evening, we have a little kind of different show. I usually have a guest. Well, I've been having guests for like maybe 2 or 3 months consecutively. But I wanted to try a little something different tonight. I wanted to try to attack the topics and the discussions and the debates myself, and hope that some of my listeners who tuning in might press one, and you know, we can make this like a little seminar forum Q&A thing. So with that said, let me give you the rules. If you called in and you want to go live, you have to press one. If you don't press one, I won't know you want to say something. So you have to press one. So everybody out there who on the links, I appreciate the love from you too. You just can't call in, or you just can't press ones or none. So you just get to listen to the show. I got a previous guest that's supposed to call in tonight at around 8:15 to actually help me with the topics tonight. Somebody press one. All right, we got a couple of people on the line. Let's see what's going on. 3058, we live. 3058. You press one. Maybe you did it by mistake. 3058 going once, going twice.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you. How you doing?
I had it on mute. I'm doing fine.
You had it on mute?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying this out for the first time.
What?
I'm trying this out for the first time. See how it goes.
Oh, what, the podcast or the phone?
The podcast.
Oh, well, you know how it's going to go. It's going to go well. I'm a good talker.
Are you a good listener?
Are you a good listener?
You know, don't act like you don't know me, young man.
Wait, let me see if I can catch the voice. Let me put on my thinking cap for a minute. You sound like you might be a sexy dark brown, more like on a chocolate
big booty
side.
Big booty. Big booty.
Big booty. That's
your
my friend name,
friend.
Big Booty. Her name is Big Booty. Oh, man, my phone is low. How you doing? This is Lois. How you doing, Lois?
I'm doing fine.
You didn't mind that I said your first name, right? You wanted me to give you an alias or anonymous?
No, there's no alias here.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you called in because I can't get my damn sister to call in. Whoever, everybody out there listening, this is, what should I say, a lifelong friend of my sister. Is that right to say?
50 years.
Oh, wow. You know what?
Oh, God,
that's
I'm about telling
tell
my
something.
Age.
No, wait. Let me tell you something. Wait, hold on 1 second. Don't go nowhere. I got to get my charger. 1 second. I'm back. I told everybody I was a little discombobulated because my hotel door was locked and I was running around, so I forgot to plug this in. But look, so 50, you've been my sister friend for 50 years?
Yeah, since 1972.
All right, let me tell you what happened. Today is actually one of my best friend's birthday, Andre Hill. You probably know his sister, Linda Hill.
No, I don't
right?
know too many people.
You don't know the Hills from 17th Ave?
No, yeah, but your sister do.
Oh. Yeah, she probably, well, you know, they was closer to us anyway. Well, anyway, he turned 59 today, right? And
he that old?
Me and him met, huh? He turned 59.
Whoa, I didn't think he was that old. I thought he was young.
No, Andre, his name, well, we call him Shadi, but that's my best friend. But he turned 59 today, and me and him met when we was 9 years old in school 20. In the fourth grade, I was there, and he came in the class. He was coming from the Governor Street. He came in the class. We was 9 years old, and we've been friends ever since to this day. So me and him been friends for 50 years. So I'm just,
wow.
It was just a coincidence that you said you and my sister been friends for 50 years, and me and him been 50 years. But to even make it more, a little bit more, now I know you remember the Clyburns, of course.
Of course.
Okay, you, Robert, you know, that was my best friend, still is. Me and him been friends since we was 4 years old.
Wow.
So me and him been friends 55 years. That's a lot of years of friendship.
That means we old as hell, too.
Oof. So you know, I got you talking. So I'm gonna just run with this for a minute, cause this, you know, this is my show and I can do whatever I want to do. So we gonna have some fun anyway. You know, I'm gonna hit you with some of my questions. First, I'm gonna ask you. Now you gotta think about this before you answer it. Is love real?
I say yes.
Love is real?
I believe it is. Yes.
Why is love real?
Well, it's real on my part. Everybody
okay.
might not think so.
I mean, I don't believe in love, but go ahead. But why is love real?
Look, to me, it's just someone you can share just about everything with. Be able to trust this person. When you can't trust it, it's not good at all.
You said spending time in somebody you could trust with, when it's two people that got that connection, that's about meaning that love is real.
Yeah, honesty, sharing.
So you're saying when you have all of that. Love is real.
Right.
Are we allowed to feel like that more than once?
I can't speak for everybody, but I know how I am.
I mean different relationships. Are we allowed to feel like that more than once?
No. But I think you should have one mate.
No. I'm talking about if you was in a relationship and for 10 years and then you and them didn't make it and you got in another one. So you can fall in love.
That's another thing. You definitely
can,
but more than once, right? Yes, you can.
You being real careful because you know I'm leading up to something. But go ahead. I'm with
you.
I'm with you on this. Huh?
But I know from my first one, it made me aware of any other ones that any after that first one caught the slack because of that first one.
Oh man, yo, that's crazy. You just, Lois, I'm telling you something. I'm gonna tell you something right now, and everybody listening to this, what you just said, my father told me when I was 15 years old. And you just put the exclamation and the stamp of it on it. For real. When I was 15
yep.
years old, my father told me, I think he was having an argument with my mother, and he was talking about something, you know, I don't know, her earlier years or whatever. And he said, boy, from every time a woman, the relationship don't work and they go to a next man, it's revenge from the first man. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm like, not revenge like revenge, but like what you just said, you made sure what didn't happen in the first relationship didn't happen in the second relationship, correct?
Exactly.
That's no, but that's real. That's real. That's what my father was telling me all them years, and I didn't know. I'm going to try to play a trick. Come on. You got a minute? You busy?
I'm on the phone. You know where I'm at. I can't go nowhere.
Oh, my God. Okay, stay with me 1 minute. Stay with me. See, this is my podcast, so I could do whatever I want to do. You know what I mean? I pay for this by myself, so I could do whatever I want to do. Listeners out there, if you want to go live, you have to press 1 or I won't know who you is. Everybody stay with me. We call. We try to call them back in a little bit. I don't think they're not answering. I was trying to call my sister, but I don't think
you know she with Nicole might... now. Her and Nicole together.
Oh, you think?
No,
so?
That's what I say all the. That's please.
Oh,
you know
oh,
they're together.
You say all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. I should have known that. It's glad I'm for real. I really appreciate you calling into my show because, like I said, I can't even get my sister to call into the show. Every week she tell me she want her own segment. I want my own segment on your show. Give me 15 minutes. I said, what you going to talk about, women empowerment? I'm going to talk about something. Just give me 15 minutes. Give me 15 minutes. And every week I tell her I'm going to give her 15 minutes, and she never do it. She's a talker, but not a walker. You know what I mean? Excuse me.
Oh.
But, you can say I want you to stay on the line because you already told me. I asked you, was love real? And you told me that love was real. And you told me the reasons why love was real. And you gave me some damn good reasons too. But now I'm going to ask you something else. I want to ask you something about let's go with baby daddies. Let's go with deadbeat dads.
Okay.
Do you know anything about deadbeat dads, or you don't talk like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I talk like that. It's a bunch of them out here. But
what you said, you talk like
first
that?
Firsthand. Yeah.
Firsthand. I believe my co-pilot.
My son's father is
here.
A deadbeat dad.
Oh my God! I know my man. Don't tell me. No, I'm not gonna say his name, but I know who you're talking about. I forgot his name. Damn, cool dude.
I'll give you the first name, Alton.
Alton, yeah, from down south. I remember he was a deadbeat.
Yep.
Wow. What made
100%?
What made
didn't
him
like
a deadbeat?
The work. Didn't like the work.
Oh, he didn't
take
like
care
the
of
work.
His responsibilities.
But that don't mean he didn't like to pay child support. He just didn't like to work.
He didn't do that neither. I had to take him to court for that. That was the only way I got that. Court, through the court system.
So you felt like that was right?
It was right for my child to get the money
he
deserved.
You felt like that was right going to the, you know how we say it, to the white man?
Okay, is it fair to the mother, depending on her mother and her grandmother? Because it was my grandparents and my parents who raised my child.
What you wanted, $50 a week, $75?
I want everything he's supposed. I didn't ask for an amount. It was them who made the amount, and it wasn't much. Because if you ain't working, you can't pay what you ain't got. But they still amount on you.
I'm just having fun. Let me tell you something real fast. My sister will tell you this too. If everybody just called in, if you don't know, this is my older sister's girlfriend, Lois, of 50 years. I guess I don't know if it's her first time calling in, but this might be your first time live.
First time calling in.
Oh, first time calling in. Okay, well you a friend to the show, but we just up here talking, and my sister tell you, like, I don't have no sympathy for men who didn't pay child support, because I got 8 kids, and I done paid some damn child support in my life. You hear me? 40 years. I done paid some child support. So anybody who don't pay child support, I don't have no sympathy for them. Because I've been, I done paid too much. I done been arrested at jobs. I done been arrested at home. I done been humiliated, embarrassed, and all kind of things. Not because it was a deadbeat or nothing like that. You know what I mean? Because people do fall on hard times sometimes. And, I was paying like $255 a week in 1993, and I was working in New Jersey Transit. That was for 3 kids. $255 a week in 1993. That's a lot of money right now in 2020. But let me tell you, they came to my job and arrested me. I was driving school buses. They came to my job and arrested me. And you know what they came to my job and arrested me for? Because I was paying $240 instead of $255.
Oh my goodness!
And I had and when they brought me before the judge was like, "What is this man here for?" Because you know it was guys in front of me. You know we in a line, chained together. But it's guys in front of me, and some of them coming up there, and they supposed to pay $10 a week. They haven't paid in a year. Some of them supposed to pay $5 a week. They haven't paid in 2 years. Some of them supposed to pay $20 a week, and they haven't paid. And then I come up there, and I'm supposed to pay $255 a week, and I'm paying $240, and they come and take me from my job. The judge was he was mad. Like, what is this man here for? He didn't pay the court-ordered amount or something like that. He ordered them to release me right there on the spot, like, release this man from the spot, find out what the mother doing, and reschedule it for 6 months. Yeah, that's a true story, too. That's a true story. But anyway, I just said that because you told me that your son's father was a deadbeat dad. So I just, just brought that in.
They'll get you.
They get you. Hold on 1 second. I know this number right here. Is this my co-pilot for the evening?
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Now, this is Dr. Kelly.
Oh, this is Dr. I didn't know if this was the number. How you doing,
yes.
Dr. Kelly?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I was looking at the numbers. I was like, wait a minute. Them look like the numbers, but you didn't press 1, so I didn't know if it was you.
Okay. Because I was, it's me.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Your first name is actually Lois, too, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, and we have a caller on the phone named Lois too.
I heard. I absolutely heard.
That's, Lois, that's Dr. Lois right there. How y'all? You know what I mean? Lois, that's Dr. Lois. Lois Kelly.
How
right?
are you doing, Doctor?
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Great.
Dr. Kelly coming out. She was my guest last week. And I told her, I was trying something different, so I asked her. I said, you want to come on the show with me, you know what I mean, and try to tackle some of these topics? And she was like, sure. But I
why not?
I felt kind of funny because I didn't really, you know, I didn't really know if certain things you didn't mind talking about.
You know, I'm gonna be honest. There's been a time. There was a time in my life that I would pretty much shy away from anything dealing with marital situations. Like if they were a married couple, I kind of like, no. I'll do it as long as you're a couple and you're not married, engaged, or seeing somebody. I don't mind that. But there was a pastor that's pretty much in your same zip code. And he would call me, and he would call me, and he would call me, and I would say, no. You know, my marriage didn't work out, so I don't feel equipped. He said, if anybody's equipped, it is you. And from that moment to this, I don't mind doing it anymore. And I will say that, you know, the things that we shy away from will be the catalyst to helping someone else. But beyond that, I want to share this with you, too. As much as I do motivational speaking, I also need to be filled with other people's doctrines and thoughts and feeding me into my soul and my spirit. And there was a gentleman that I went to see at one point, and he spoke and said this story. He said, there was a gentleman who had a girlfriend. She's in school to be a nurse. He was a maintenance at midnight in a huge corporation. And she would always say to him, your purpose has not been fulfilled. And there is more to your life than what you're doing. She becomes a CN nurse, and then she continues to go to school. She's now an LPN, and he finds on the board that there's maintenance crew can go to the day program. And he's going, well, you know, I like working by myself. It's not a problem. And she said, your purpose in your life will not be fulfilled by yourself at night. So go, try, do this. And he went, and he received that position. And then she would tell him, now while you're there, start talking to these people. And he would, you know, they knew him now. He's there for a while. And he would say, what do you do over here? And I do this, 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 and I pass it on to him. And what do you do over here? Well, I do this, this, this. And he just kept that going until there was another section posted on the board that they will send anyone who wanted to, I think it was like five people, they would send to further their education. And his girlfriend, they're just girlfriend and boyfriend now, go do that. You know, who's going to, you know, want me to go to school? Your purpose will not be fulfilled until you reach a point in your mind that there's more to your life than what you're doing. And he was one person that was selected. She now has become a certifiable LPN. And she's still going to school because she wants to go. She is going to school and becomes an RN. Okay?
Wow.
And he gets the position to go to school at night and still work in the day. And to make a long story short, they become engaged. They eventually marry. But at the untimely death of this gentleman, he was now, and he had went from a director in the mailroom, going back to school, getting a master, and became one of the biggest leading black owners of that same company. As he turned out, he, from maintenance to the head chief of all. So what my point is that it doesn't matter who you get involved with, how they seem to come across. There's a purpose, and if you have a person in your life that can push you like that, stick with it, because it doesn't have to be someone in a three-piece suit. This woman was going to school to be what she knew she wanted to, but she saw a purpose in her man. And so I'm sharing that every time you meet someone and they're not what you think, the next time you look at them, they may be signing your check.
That's the truth.
Absolutely had a young lady who often called me her godmother. I really wasn't, but I accept the title. I only have one godson, but in the process, she would bring someone. I want you to meet him. Okay. But you know, if I'm doing this, Precious, there's a fee. Okay, it's a fee.
Right.
I don't do this for nothing. So she brings the gentleman. He's a teacher. I forgot what exactly she was doing at the moment. Unfortunately, I don't remember. And so while he's there, every 2 to 3 minutes, this man gets a phone call and leaves my home to take the call. Every time. I don't think he sat in my home 20 minutes, because every time he came back was like a 15-minute pause, then he's back, and then he's out again. And so I guess the next day or so she called and said, "What do you think about him?" I said, "What do you think about him?" She said, "Oh, I'm going to marry him." I said, "You are?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, good luck with that." She said, "Will you be coming to the wedding?" I said, "Well, I'll see how my schedule go." "Well, you can put it in now." Okay. I did not go. She was totally upset. And that's okay. You'll live another day. But did it last? No, it didn't. Okay? And now, when I caught up with her, I guess it was at her mother's funeral, and I went to call her, and at this point, she was now remarried to someone else, and she was a vice principal at school 13 at the time I caught up with her. And I said, "You sound happy." And she said, "I am." I said, "So this section, we can close out." I said, "Sometimes what you have to understand with me, I don't do what you think I should do, because my thought with you is, are you going to be happy with this?" Because he absolutely did not care about you having him to meet me. And if that is something that you want to place in your life, you go for it. She did.
Right.
Okay. She did.
Right.
You have to follow your own heart. And I wasn't going to be the one to tell, "Girl, this man is not for you." That's not my job. My thing is, if you're happy, you go for it, because I'm going to still be here. Okay?
Right.
I can't judge your heart. I can't judge your life, your spirit. But it not last. It did not.
Hey, that's
okay.
That's so.
And she continued.
Hold on. I gotta take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. Everybody, in 1 second. If you want a line, you have to press 1. That's the only way I'll know you there. We gotta take a quick break. And we'll be right back. We're going to try to get to some of these topics we got. We got more with Dr. Kelly, and I believe Lois is still on the line. Lois G. We'll be right back after this song. Okay.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
love you, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I love you, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I love you, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip and start out with a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick can sink a ship. Thinking with your head before you get a shot of one. I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rush it too. In 2 months, we finna text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're a lover, homie, lover, friend. Yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future's scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, as you, I want to see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I want to say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh, my God. I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Love you, I do. I'm crazy about that song right there. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. We still have on the line Dr. Lois Jays Kelly, and we
correct.
Still have Lois G on the line too. We was I had put up some topics earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to put them up there and not really touch on them, because there might be some people out there who might be waiting for me to touch on them. So I gotta touch on them. But we're gonna we talked about, I guess we did, I mentioned it a little bit, the deadbeat dads, but I didn't really. This is something I hear a lot about narcissism. I hear a lot about. In the last couple of weeks, narcissistic men. I didn't really hear too much about it from a woman's perspective or a woman being narcissistic, but I'm sure if a man could be one, then I'm sure a woman could be one. I'm going to Google it first, and I want to see what I want to see what Google say about it. Narcissism personality qualities include thinking very highly of oneself,
mm-hmm.
needing admiration, mm-hmm. believing others are inferior, and lacking mm-hmm. empathy for others.
So true.
Wow.
So true.
Let me finish this.
Sure.
What, and then it say, what are the behaviors of a narcissist? And it said, narcissist personality disorders involve a pattern of, I guess, self-centered, arrogant
mm-hmm.
thinking and behavior, a lack of empathy, again, and consideration for other people,
mm-hmm.
and excessive need for admiration.
Absolutely.
What were you saying, Doctor? What were you saying?
My firstborn, father and I met in college. He was still on a VA, and I was about a junior in college, and he ended up working in the courthouse. And I want you to know, working in the courthouse, sending men to jail for the same reason he wasn't doing himself. I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything until that young lady was getting ready to come out of high school. And Bergen County, because he worked in the courthouse, so it looked like every time they would sign in, it was never on the books. So I got a lawyer. We went to Bergen County. We were in court in less than 2 weeks. And they made him go back, all the way back to 1973, without a doubt.
They went and go back to 73 with what?
Child support. He never did anything for the child.
Child support.
That's right. Working in the court and sending people to jail. So, yeah. So, yeah.
They made him go back to 1973.
That's right. Because she was 17.
Was he a deadbeat dad?
He was worse than a deadbeat, because when you can do something to others that you won't do yourself because you think highly of yourself more than you do anybody else, this was his. And then he was saying, I don't know if she's mine. And I had this little tin box, very small tin box. And the lawyer snatched it out of my hand, opened it up, and spread it across the podium. Now, this was unlike Passaic County, where you have one judge and that's it. These were all black women, black men. It may have been about 10 of them. And as he threw those cards across their table, all right, they said,
right.
Oh, so you don't think you're the father? But all these cards says, love your father, love your daddy, and let me see your license. Let me see your life. Well, this is the same signature. So on your penmanship alone, this is going back to 1973. So then he said, well, can I just give you the money? My credit, I'm buying a house, I just got married. And did you ever think about my credit? Did you ever think about my house? Okay. So she's 17. This is how many years you left to do you. I'm still raising a child. Good luck. Okay?
Wow.
That's that. So I didn't marry until she was 10, okay? And it was odd, but, I married when she was 10. And, I'm a very strong-willed person, so I don't take a lot of stuff, come to the table correct, or cross over and just be what you need to be. Because I'm going to still move.
So you were saying that he had narcissistic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When you can put other people, other men, other women in jail for doing the same thing you're not doing, what would you call it? She was 17. He would send a card. They say, was there any money in here? Money? You got a card? That's 17 years of cards.
Where is he at now?
He's still roaming, I suppose. I don't know, child. I wish him well wherever he's at, because my daughter is amazing with her family in South Carolina, and I mean just moving leaps and bounds. So that's that. I'm good, and she's better.
So look, I know a lot of people talk about deadbeat dads and stuff like that. Lois, you still there, Lois G?
Yes,
I'm here.
Okay.
All right. Do you think that like if a woman should a woman be working if should a woman be working if she looking for child support for a man or I'm just asking this question. What do you think? And then I'm gonna ask you, Dr. Kelly, the same question.
What? Most definitely.
No, I'm asking Lois first. You said yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
What you think, Doc? What you think, Dr. Kelly?
Of course. You know, one monkey doesn't stop no show. Okay.
Yeah,
so
right.
One
okay.
doesn't do doesn't mean that the other can't do. Somebody, those children didn't ask to be here. So we do
exactly.
as mothers because we wear more than one hat. Okay?
You know
we're
why
mothers,
you know
nurses,
why I say
we're
that.
Psychological, we're everything. We're cooks, we're scientists, we're teachers. We just don't
carry
one hat.
We
are
that is
every
because...
we are every woman, okay?
Okay. Why I said that was because a lot of times some women have babies by certain men, and they look at it like a lottery ticket, you know what I mean? And they think, like, okay. Because I had a girl tell me one time, you know, like, that I was working for New Jersey Transit. She was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to, you know, she was like, I'm about to get that transit check and everything. And I guess she looked at me like a dollar bill, you know what I mean? And, maybe it was my choice of women. She wasn't, you know, the right type of girl. But still, she looked at me like I was a dollar bill. And it's a lot of women out there that you know, that use babies as a tool. I mean, they still doing it now every day. I'm just saying that because it's easy for us to, like, always dump on the man, you know what I mean? But, you know, sometimes you got to look and see what the woman is doing, too, because once again, I went to court one time, and I can't remember. I don't know if I was going there for maybe she was trying to take me for when they want more money. I forgot what they call that, an upgrade or more or whatever. Not a reduction, an increase.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a judge there, and for the first time in all the court times I've been to court and all that, I fought because I had 8 kids by 7 different women, and I've been married twice. And one judge finally said to my son's mother, he said, "What do you do for a living?" And she wasn't working. You know, I don't even know if she ever had a job. And he was, you know, she wasn't working. You know, I always had good jobs. And he was the first judge that I ever knew that actually said, I'm going to reassign this court date for 6 weeks or 90 days. I can't remember. But I want to see what you doing, young lady, when we come back, not just what Mr. Jackson is doing. And that was the first judge I ever ran into that I thought really gave me a fair shot and dealt with equality. And child support court I'm talking about. So
right.
I'm just saying that because it's more patternable, you know, for us to talk about deadbeat dads, but sometimes it's deadbeat women, and not only that, sometimes it's women that just using men for a pet. But anyway, look, let me go to the lines. We got a caller on the line. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
If you 3282, you there? You live.
What's happening, James?
Hello.
Ouch.
What's going on?
I got on a little late. Oh, yeah, I just got on a little late, man. Apologize about
it's
that.
Okay.
Seems like I missed the early part. What y'all talking about? Child support? That's the last part I just heard.
Oh, my God.
He said, what y'all talking about? We talking about deadbeat dads, deadbeat moms, child support, whatever. Have you ever had to pay child support?
Oh, yeah, for a minute. And I kind of got lucky because me and my son's mother, we run together, and then she took me to court. And then after I got back with her, she dropped it. And then after that, it's been happily ever after that.
Oh, so you was willing to pay the child support. Anyway, first of all, this Forrest, he has the podcast. He got his own podcast on Saturday nights. you call the same number, but it says 7. It's called Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself. A very good podcast about, it's about numerous things. It used to be about just health, diet, how to, you know, he got a herbalist on his show. Rashad, and he's a herbalist expertise, and he, you know, he tell you all about how to live to eat to live and not live to eat, and but now it seems like your show has turned into a more wide horizon where they speak. I can't even tell you how much stuff he done had on the show. Women empowerment, women, people with vision impairments, groups. The list goes on and on. He had activists and teachers and so many things he had going on his show. It's really a good show. It's called Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself. Matter of fact, who you got on your show tomorrow for us?
Well, tomorrow we got Stan White coming on. He's known as Abundantly Wealthy from the Billionaires Mastermind Forum. They come on. That was that conference call today. They come on 5 days a week. And they be having some good guests on, too. They had, you remember Paul Thompson, the numerology man. He was on this show today, you know. So
what happened to Nikita from Cell Power?
No, she's coming on too. I'm about to say Nikita's coming on. She's gonna talk about healthy cooking tomorrow.
Okay, you know I went to her spot today again. I done been there since you told me. I probably been there every day. I probably missed like 4 days. You told me that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, she gonna get a bang out of it tomorrow.
I be trying to do that vegan thing. Hold on, we got somebody on the line. Let's see who on the line. Hold on.
Okay.
4765, you live.
Hi, this is Karen.
Great Karen.
Face, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was your one.
Yeah, it is. So I'm doing fine. I wanted to say something about the child support,
right,
with men paying child support. So, you know, I had an ex-husband and I had to file child support on him. But my thing is, I heard some, I think it was you, Jay, that said, you know, that women try to use their children to, you know, like, get money, you know, something like that.
Some of them.
Yeah, some of them do. But, you know, one of the things that, you know, when I met my husband, I was working, and I continued to work. I've always been a person that worked. I always took care of myself, and I took care of my children financially, but I didn't have those children by myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had them thinking that it was going to be, you know, a mutual, you know, that we would be taking care of the children together. And then when we didn't make it, I get that, but I don't understand why it's just the woman's responsibility to take care of the children. I really think that if a man is responsible, then I shouldn't even have to take you to court for child support. You should take yourself and have that, you know, have that done. Why is it that I have to take you to court to make you give me money for your children?
That's the only way it's going to be done. They're not going to take that.
No, it's not. It's not the only way, because I have a son, and he took himself to court and got child support taken out. He did not wait for the woman to do that.
Well, he was just one responsible young man. All of them aren't responsible. All of them aren't responsible.
I mean, I know I could say that it's probably really kind of maybe immature or something like that, but I mean, so I think sometimes it depends on the relation. I mean, this might sound a little naive or whatever, but sometimes the relationship between the man and the woman, it makes the children lose, because some cases the woman might, you know, they might break up and not on real good terms. So the man, I guess, with him trying to punish the woman, he really punishing the child. And and of course he's wrong, and 9 out of 10 times they probably figure that out sometime in their life that they was wrong for doing that, you know. And but I think sometimes that's what it is. But most, your son, see, that was honorable for him to go down there. And I had a friend who did that too. His wife left him for another man, and before she could put him on child support, he went and did the paperwork and applied, you know, to pay child support.
Mm-hmm.
I never did that, but I mean, that is honorable of him. Forrest, what you think about that?
Well, I'm in 1,000% agreement with the Grace of Space lady, Miss Karen. She sounded a little different coming on. That's why I said I thought it was a different Karen, but I caught the voice after a while. But you know what? She's right. They are in the minority, because most guys will not go down there and say, excuse me, Mr. John Law, put me on, you know, on child support for my child. A lot of guys duck their responsibility. So that's true. Listen, when my son was born, I took care of him. Like I said, me and his mother had a little difference, you know, but we still have a civil conversation to this day. So that's a blessing, because I know a lot of people, they don't have to have kids. They don't want to speak to each other, depending on how they separated or whatever the case may be, you know.
Right. Yeah, I had 8 kids, but I get along good with all of them. I paid a lot of child support in my life, and I like to say, like, maybe from, like, maybe 30, 40 years, because I started off young. But I had some rocky situations, too, as far as the child support goes. I had some rocky situations. I had times when I was able to pay, and then sometimes I wasn't able to pay as much as they probably wanted me to pay, or and different things like that. But it's all a touchy subject. Dr. Kelly, what you think? What you say about this topic?
I will tell you this: when I divorced, I wanted nothing. I wanted nothing, and the judge said, "Well, you know, he wrote me a 15-page letter for you, so we're going to have a recess so that you can read this letter. You might have a change of thought." I said, "Your Honor, did he send it to you?" He said, well, yes. I said, "Well, then that letter's for you, because he absolutely knows where I live at." But he still gave us time. I really did not want anything. I needed him to be healthy. Do what you need to do for you. This child will still be here, and she was young enough not to, you know the difference right away, because she was very young. So she just kind of came at the end of everything. So I was blessed in that regard. And, you know, having grandparents, that's just, my parents were just amazing people. I honestly love them for that. However, my father didn't come to my wedding because he said he's not it. And I just can't condone this. And I said, "Pop, I met him collecting rent for you, okay?" But and he worked when I met him at New Jersey Transit. But I was at hospital.
Why you didn't want no money? Why wouldn't you want?
I didn't want. I needed him. I just didn't need anything from him. I mean, I'm a person that, you know, she'll be here, but in the meantime, I wanted nothing, absolutely nothing. Just give me the divorce. I don't want anything from him. And I will tell you that even as he began to get healthy and take care of himself, he would do. So I never had to take him anywhere. He would just do. He would do, and that was his only child. I mean, I had a child at 10. That was 10 when I married him. But in the meantime, he loves his daughter. It's the only child he has. He loves both of my daughters. But, you know, when you come to the table in a marriage, you have to understand it's a marriage. Okay, I didn't marry to be by myself. I didn't marry for me to take care of this child by myself. But in the meantime, if you can't be there, then you can go. You can go. I will not hold that against you, but I will not be someone else's mother. You are. You're supposed to come to the table. Shoot, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to raise somebody else's son. I never had sons, and I didn't have brothers. So I did not want child support from him. I didn't want alimony from him. I made more than him anyway, but that wasn't even the point. I just wanted him to get healthy, take care of you. She'll be here. You know where she is. That's that. And he's always taken care of her in his own way. He's done his bit, I'm telling you. He really has. So I am honored to be her mother, both of their mothers. I am honored to be the mother of these queens, honestly. And I'm grateful that I didn't have to do that to him, because it was more important for him to take care of him than him having to take care of anything else. Learn to take care of you, and everything will fall in place. And it did. It absolutely did. So you don't, we don't have to go through these changes. We don't have to do that. Allow them to be the man that they need to be to their children. And if it's not going to pan out, I waited 17 years for the first one. But understand something. I was still going to school. I was still working. I was still living home. This child was never, never without anything. Okay? So I'm blessed to have these amazing daughters. In fact, one's birthday is next Saturday, and then the oldest one's birthday is the following Saturday, because the youngest one was due on her sister's birthday. So she came 7 days early, and so their birthdays have been like Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday. But I love these girls like nobody's business. I love them. Love them to pieces. Wow. So sometimes we don't have to go through what I did with the first one. You know, I just looked at the fact, you know, she's 17. You know, why do I have to continue doing this? She was in private school all of her life. So I'm doing that, and the uniforms and the Christmases and the Easter, that was on me. But when she got to be 17, about to turn 18, are we doing this now? We are doing this now. And that's what I did. I did it before she graduated high school. And so, listen, it's okay. It's okay. He had to do what he had to do. 17 years. They went back 17 years to 1973.
See, that's the difference with perspective right there, because you didn't really want none. So, I mean, there's a lot of different perspectives when it comes to child support and stuff like that.
It's an individual thing. You have to know when to do. I applaud Karen and saying, you know, two people made these children. I get that, but sometimes you got to look at, if they're not doing what they need to do for them, how can they do something for you? And so I wasn't putting that kind of pressure on him. I really wasn't going to do that. He needed to get healthy. He needed to take care of himself. And I had put him through three rehabs, and it wasn't working. And after the third one, that charged my insurance $87,000 for 15 weeks. I was done. Okay? So he needed to get healthy for himself. And until he could do that, that was all that I needed for him to do it, because he's either going to get straight or he's going to die out here in these streets. Okay, wow. So my position was he's got to do this for himself, and that's that. And he did.
So you talking about the second one or the first one?
The second one was my husband. So, I was married to him, and he was a driver for New Jersey Transit. So, you know, but you have to pick your battles. and that wasn't going to be a battle for me. He was already in a battle for his own life. I don't want to add to that. I've already put him through three rehabs. I will tell you, that was what I did. I cannot continue doing that if it's not going to work. So he had to do what he had to do in order to get himself where he needed to be. Okay,
man.
So, you know, he only has the one job. My youngest daughter is only
One second. Because I want to try to touch on a couple of more things that I don't know. It's a lot of people.
Okay.
I be talking about different topics. Karen, you still with me?
I am still here. Now, I didn't realize, you know, I tried to call in earlier, Jay, but all I got was the music.
That was when I was having a break. I took a break. I played a song for a break. I guess you're talking about, I took a break like around 8 something. But I'm trying to, like, because the Tonight Show is going to be over about 9:30, but I wanted to touch on something else, and I want to get everybody's point of view on it as far as, because, you know, I'll be putting topics up, so it's probably somebody out there listening saying, when are we going to talk about this topic? You know what I mean? So I got to touch on all the topics. If you don't feel comfortable talking about it, you don't really have to. You know what I mean? It's just a topic that people send in to me that they want me to talk about. And I'm a journalist, and you know I gotta do what my listeners want me to do. So a lot of people they ask me about, they want to know about foreplay. A lot of women. More women ask me, is foreplay important?
Yes.
Anybody can. Karen, you want to answer that?
Yes, it's important. I can't speak for everyone, but it's important for me.
Okay. Is men more selfish when it comes to foreplay, or
not anyone that I would be with a second time? That's one of those things you wouldn't get a second chance with.
I love it, Karen. I love it.
You got it written down. That's in the instructions, right? Lois G, you on here? What you think about foreplay? Lois G, you with me? Lois must not be there. Forrest, you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm here. I just hit the wrong button.
What you think about foreplay?
I'm all for it.
Yes.
Oh,
I agree
with you. Lois G, you came. You with me? You said you all for it.
I'm all for it.
Is it really necessary, or is it a waste of time?
It depends. How desperate are you?
What?
How bad you want it? It depends. What mood you in?
It's the natural order of things. That's why they call it before you play.
Okay. All right.
But sometimes you just want to get right into it.
All right.
You just want to get right to it.
That's
right. Forrest, let's hear a man's point of view on foreplay.
Well, yeah, for me, foreplay, it leads up to that moment. So, yes, foreplay is very important.
That's the tone.
You know, when you're younger and you might be experimenting, you don't know what foreplay is too much.
Right.
You know, but when you get older and you start to listen to the ladies, you know that's a part of the curriculum. Yes. I agree with the ladies. Yeah, on this one, yeah.
Yeah, I agree too. I definitely, I'm the foreplay king, so I agree with that. I can't believe I got a topic and Dr. Kelly is quiet. Oh my God!
Oh no! I'm here. I am here. I am definitely here. Okay.
I was getting ready to say I finally got a topic that you didn't want to touch on.
Oh, no. I told you. I don't mind. Okay? But look at this way. When you prepare a meal, do you just get the meat and throw it in the pot, or do you season it and take care of it and lovingly know how you want to have it? Low, slow, let it put it down. And do you just throw it in? Do you wash your hands? Do you wash your meat? Do you take care of it? It's putting everything, the seasoning, the timing, all leads up to what it is or what it's going to be.
I like the way you put that. You don't just throw it. You just don't throw the meat in the pot.
Oh my God!
Yeah. And you just somebody texted me and said, I like Dr. Kelly.
I like you too. Thank you. you gotta think. As we get older, we get better in tune with our own sexuality and what we want, what we need. It's not even about where it's gonna go. But while we've got you right now, I got you right now.
I gotta ask. Somebody just text me. They want me to. Karen, I'm gonna start with you first. Somebody want me to ask you. What advice would you give a single mother?
With regard to.
You
mean like just in general?
I don't understand the question myself, so.
Oh, good, because I can't hear him that good.
Can you hear me?
I
don't know. I don't. You can hear. I was trying to read the phone at the same time. Yeah, I didn't. She just said,
okay.
What advice do you have for single mothers? She didn't really, elaborate on it.
Well, I will say this. I was a single mother for the majority of my children's lives, but I was a grown woman of 25 when I had my first child. So my advice is to don't forget to take care of yourself, too.
Right.
Because in my generation, we had the tendency to give everything to the children. You know, all of your energy, but then later in life, I learned that, an imp can't give anything. And so I started to learn how to take care of myself. So that would be my advice. Don't forget to take care of yourself. Now, I'm talking about real mothers. I'm not talking about the ones who neglect their children to take care of themselves. I'm talking about the ones that sacrifice everything and forget to put themselves, to take care of themselves.
Oh, okay. How about you, Dr. Kelly? What advice would you give a single mother?
As a single parent, I was blessed to still be home. I was 20 when I had my first daughter and graduated the following, she was born April 2nd, and I graduated May 1st with a double major. Still valedictorian, and that probably would not have been done without me being home and having my mother and my father, just embrace, and I would take her to the babysitter and then get to where I had to go, and I would call and, how is she doing? Is she okay? And she said, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? She said, your parents just picked her up. And I would go home and listen, you guys can't just pick her up, because when she crosses that threshold, I'm paying. Next couple of weeks, I called her again. How's she doing? She says, your parents picked her up again. Already? She said, yeah. Oh, don't worry. They paid me for the month. Okay. So I had that type of caring And I would come in. I'd have paperwork to do. I had term papers to do. I had theses to do. You know, so it wasn't as bad because she was there and they were there and they just embraced this baby like she was theirs. And I think sometimes they thought that. So I was blessed in that manner. I really was. So I would also say you definitely have to take care of you. If you can't take care of you and be in that mindset, I am so tired of reading about the boyfriend hurting somebody else's child. Or I was just reading something about that today. We have to be careful of who we entertain that's getting close to us to get close to our children. So this was an issue for me for the longest, okay? So whenever somebody would say, you know, do you want to go out? No, no, no. You know, I would just be very cautious, you know, because she was everything in spite of the fact that, you know, I had my church family, I had my friends, but this little bundle is here. And my parents made sure I took care of me. And I'm telling you, that mattered to me because I was still going to school. I'm working. I'm going to school. And so I wouldn't be where I am today without their love, support, caring, fussing. You know, they have their own way of doing things. But, you know, as long as she was okay, I'm fine. So, you know, today, been married. I think she's been married for quite some time now. 3 children living in South Carolina. Such an asset to me while I was going through chemo and radiation. Just, it looks like it was just yesterday, but it was back in 2020. And I will tell you, these daughters were here. This girl came here every other treatment. I had 6 of those. She was here. She was here sitting with me and then would stay at my house. The next morning, she was back on the road going back down south. Just amazing daughters. So I would not take anything for them. But where I am today is because of these women.
You don't, Dr. Kelly, you don't play. you don't play. That's why I like having you on my show, for real. Because, a lot of people, sometimes people act like, you know, shy when they come on the air. And, you know what I mean? And a podcast is really for the informative. It's for education. Each one teach one. And it's just I really enjoy doing it. I really enjoy doing the podcast. I really consider myself a journalist. It's like a lot of people, they don't know what goes in. I mean, Forrest, he got his own podcast, so he understands the preparation and the time. And also, I got to give credit to the listeners because they don't have to be here. They could be anywhere. It's Friday night, but they choose to be here. You know what I mean? And I hope they learning something. We don't have that much time left, but I want to say once again, Monday nights we got the same phone number at 8:30. We got Humble Life Experience. It's really picking up speed when Humble Life and V Tony, they both disabled and they got their own podcast. Humble, which is Andre, he was born with muscular dystrophy, and V Tony, the beautiful V Tony, the young lady, she is also, I believe she was in a car accident a couple of years ago and paralyzed. I'm not sure about that. And they got their own show together every month, every Monday. It's really a good show. It's only about 45 minutes, but it's really picking up. And once again, we got Forrest's show tomorrow night. Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself at 7 o'clock. Is really a good show. I'm the technician or the if you would say the DJ or the man with on the wheels, the stills or whatever. And I actually, it's not even like work. I love listening to the show. The podcast is like really becoming. It's already overtaking radio. You know what I mean? And I see podcasts going straight ahead and on and on and on. I want to, of course, I want to thank everybody. We still got some time. I'm just going over this real quick. I want to thank Karen for calling in. I want to thank my longtime friend, Forrest. I want to thank my short-time friend, Dr. Kelly. Our relationship is getting better and better, stronger and stronger. And everybody out there who called in to listen, you know what I mean? Even if you don't press one, I appreciate you listening to the podcast and the people that click on the link. Keeping it real with Jay Sean, grown folks talking, express yourself, humble life experience, and the point of impact. Our audience have grew from zero to almost 1,300 people listening, and that's an accomplishment in itself. Because I remember when we first started grinding, I remember when I did, it was hard to even get a couple of people to listen, not alone come on and talk like we talking tonight. And I remember when, I never told Forrest this either, but he's on the line. I remember when Forrest would almost beg people to press one. And now I never told you that. I used to laugh with Dre about that. But now.
Yeah, talk,
it's
talk.
Like,
I used to tell people. They were good listeners,
and now,
but they weren't talking.
And now he 2 hours, he don't even have enough time for the people. It was a time when he was almost begging for people to coincide, because that's what makes the podcast good, like tonight, when we got people that, you know, everybody participate. But it was a time, I don't want to say begging, but it was a time when he was, you know, trying to get people to press one when he first started. And now for me to see his podcast when he don't even have enough time for all his callers. And I know because I'm controlling the computer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He came a long way. You know what I mean? And we all did. You know what I mean? And podcast is the way of the world. And the topics don't. We can't think that the topics go unnoticed, because it's always somebody out there who's looking for something. It's always somebody out there that needs something in this world. And believe it or not, this podcast is helping people one person at a time. I'm a person, I don't look like at a glass like half empty. I look at a glass like half full. So I'm always looking at things like that. I'm a fingertip away from what I want or what my goal is or what I'm trying to accomplish. I believe that everything is just a fingertip away. One more thing. I did a short film called COVID-19 Fear. It's more like a public announcement. It was supposed to be like a Sunday special. Remember the Sunday specials we used to have on Sunday? It's supposed to be like a quick Sunday special, but now it's more like a public announcement that will be on my Facebook page. And it's gonna air Sunday morning. I want everybody to watch it. It's about COVID-19. Everybody know I write movies and I write books, and now I'm a podcaster. And I'm really starting to. I used to like doing it, but I'm really starting to love doing it now. I know Karen, but while I got you here, I ask you first before we close out. Karen, is love real? I ask all my guests this: is love real, Karen?
Yes, it is.
Why
is
love
real?
Why?
Because, you know, it may be elusive, but it's real. I believe you can't live without it.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I do. I believe that a lot of the things that people do and a lot of people accept substitutions for it, but most of, in my day, and I graduated from high school in 1975, and then and before then, most of the songs were written about it, you know, everything was about love. And so, yeah, I think people try to substitute sex for it and try to take that as a replacement for it. But
are you in
no,
love right are you in love right now? Are you in love right now?
I am not currently in love with anyone right now.
Okay.
No. That that romantic kind of love, no. But but I'm open for it. Yeah.
I like the way you slid that in there. I like that.
I'm just saying.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. I don't like to ask ladies their age, but what bracket are you in? 30 to 40? 20 to 30?
Well, Forrest has told everyone that we met
like
in 75.
Oh, Forrest don't mind telling everybody. This is the first show he never said, I'm 64. Hey, Forrest, this is the first time you never said I'm 64 years old. But I'm the one that don't never tell my – I never tell my age. I just say in between 50 and 60. I never really say – but Forrest will get on here and tell you in a minute he's 64. In a minute.
Yeah.
Because I'm happy to see 64.
I am 65. I'm 65.
How old?
I am 65.
Wow. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I turned 65 in January. And so there are so many people that I know that didn't make it to 65.
All right. All right.
And I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful to God. So I would never disrespect him and the blessings that he gave me of 65 years. So, you know, I'm very happy about that. Yeah. You know, I had a sister 5 years younger than me. She didn't make it to 65. I had a daughter that passed away at 29. So, no, I am always grateful for the blessing of another year, another minute, another second.
Yep. Sorry to hear that. Dr. Kelly, you know, hey, what can I say? I got to give you the last saying before the show cut. We got about 2 minutes, 2 minutes. So I gotta give you the last thing.
I will tell you. Am I in love? I'm in love every single day. I'm in love every single day because when you think about going through cancer, when you think about going through chemo, when you think about going through radiation and not sharing it with anybody except those that were prayer partners, because I certainly wasn't looking for pity parties. I needed strong prayer partners. And when you go through something like that, every day above ground is still a great day. I don't care what it's doing outside. My grandmother lived to be 109. Mayor Graves gave her the keys to the city. And she would look at me and say, what does this key open? And it's just an award. Oh, okay. Well, what does it open? But everything that woman ever said to me has happened in my life. So I will say, loving and cherishing every moment, because as we get older, stuff happens. When I listen to Karen and know what you, because it's not easy losing a parent. It is hard enough losing a child. And so I embrace you tonight. I embrace the Lois G tonight. And I want Forrest to know I embrace you, and Jay, I certainly embrace you. So I send my circle of love, because you all are now forever and forever be a golden chain and my golden chain of friendship. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Kelly.
We needed that. But Dr. Love, you can't get off that easy. Is you in love with somebody right now?
I am not. I am not.
Oh.
But every day above ground, a great day.
Far.
Yes, sir.
It seemed like a double date.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I'm gonna tell a quick story right quick, Jay. I met Karen at a graduation party when I was 18 years old.
What?
If she wouldn't have left Montclair, she wouldn't be single right now.
Wow.
Dr. Kelly, so you is you between 20, 30, 30, 40? What are you between?
What am I between?
Come on now, everybody told tonight.
My birthday is next month. My daughter next year will be 50. I had her when I was 20.
Okay, we'll exempt you on that then. If you got a daughter that's 50,
folks I'm 44, and she tells me I can't say that. So I told her I can say whatever I want. I put my dues in, sweetheart. You better do it for you.
If you got a daughter that's 50, then we won't ask you.
She'll be 50 next year.
We can figure that
okay.
out.
Okay,
okay,
but I'm still 44.
Right.
As long as we get that.
Hey Jay, you'd have been better off asking Dr. Kelly.
I'm sticking to that. I'm 44. Okay.
What'd you say?
44.
Oh Jay, you'd have been better off asking Dr. Kelly what year she graduated high school and try to figure it out from 18 plus.
Oh yeah, because I heard when Karen said 75, I already did the math on her. As soon as she said she graduated high school at 75.
I came out of Eastside in 70.
I graduated 70.
So last year they celebrated class of 70 and 71, which was 50 and 51 years. Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And guess what? There were Capitol Police Departments. About seven of them had churches. Okay. We have come full circle. Class of 70 or something, that was, I'm telling you, if they had it in 2020, it was canceled, I would have been able to make it. They had it last year. I didn't eat. I was up. I'm telling you, it was just an amazing, amazing day.
Dr. Kelly, you can't talk, but I'm going to tell you something. I love every minute of it. I really do.
I enjoy this. I really do.
I know.
Forrest, I enjoy you. I'm going to call in tomorrow for you. Lois G., I embrace you. And Karen, I circle around love around you twice.
That's what this show is all about. My show is a long way. Forrest could tell you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Jay.
Did
Karen get a chance to tell Dr. Kelly about the Graceful Space ladies on the podcast when they come on?
No, she said she's going to call your show tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. But see, Karen, the Graceful Space ladies were last week. You know, that's
why
I figured them would connect and have Dr. Kelly listen in when they're discussing their topics.
I was going to ask if you would.
When are you coming back on for our show, Karen?
We're on the second Saturday of each month.
Okay. All right. Second Saturday. So you'll be on in about 2 weeks then. You'll be right in about 2 weeks. Well, the second Saturday, I know. But Dr. Kelly, she said she's going to tune in tomorrow night anyway. So anyway, look, we over because I booked this show for an hour and a half. I should have booked it for longer than that, but I only booked it for an hour and a half. We actually off the air right now for about 6 minutes, but I don't care. It's okay. I'm having a good time. I'm not even in Patterson. I'm out of town. I'm in a hotel all by myself.
What?
I'm in a hotel. I've been out of town for like 3 or 4 days, and I ran out of Tito's vodka, and I came out of town because I'm trying to finish writing this book, and I can't do it around familiar surroundings, so I gotta go
like by water. I got to go out of town and then really. You know,
I do the same. I do the same. So I understand that.
I can tune in with myself. I'm trying to finish writing my cousin's life story. It's called Everything Don't Happen in the Hood, when he got assaulted at a casino in a white town by a white man, hit him in the head with a baseball bat and knocked his eye out. So I'm writing his life story leading up to that assault. It's called Everything Don't Happen in the Hood. It should be out by I should be done. I've been writing it for 2 years. It should be out by this summer. I got to get out of town. Well, doctor, you know about it, because sometimes you got to change your surroundings to get in the right mood. Actually, when I get off this podcast, I'll probably be writing all night, you know, unless I fall asleep. But
I do the same. My happy place is by the Maryland pier. So that's my happy place. I'm sorry?
The harbor?
Yes.
Yeah, I love it there. I love it there.
That's my happy place. And then I usually go there, and sometimes I'll speak at the All Black Wax Museum.
Okay.
And that's an amazing place. No matter when you go in, it's just more and more that you see that is just enticing to me. I just love it. So that's my happy spot. Haven't been out there for a minute, but I'm going to definitely make some time. Hopefully next month. Hopefully they'll be open at least by May, so I can go back to my happy place and seafood.
That's what it's called. My places that I choose to write is Atlanta or Atlantic City. Like either one of those places, I could really get in the right frame of mind and I could really write. But anyway, I got to close out the show. I got some catfish over there that I'm gonna throw in the microwave in a minute, and then I'm gonna try to finish this show. I want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart for coming on. I really didn't know how this show was gonna be tonight because I didn't have a guest. I said I was just gonna wing it, and Dr. Kelly told me she would co-host it with me, and then Lois called in, and then Karen called in, and Forrest always support me. He calling every week, so it turned out to be a good show, and I'm sure everybody out there listening that's just listening that didn't want to press one, they've been on a long time, so I'm sure we entertained them too. I'll hear all the feedback from Texas and inbox later. I'll hear about how the show went. So with that being said, I want everybody to know I really appreciate them from the heart. We talked about we didn't get to talk about Lux and Gold Diggers and stuff. Well, we did talk about the Gold Diggers a little bit, but we didn't get to talk about Lux. But maybe we'll get back in next week and talk about Lux and Selfish Men and things like that a little bit later next week. With that being said, I want to say everybody stay safe out there. Peace and blessings. Tune in to Far Show tonight. And until then, it'll be on my show next week. And Forrest is 2.5 women. Well, this is to everybody. They say it's 2.5 women to every man. But then when you take the gay men, that turns it into 3.5. Then when you take the married men, that turned it into 4.5. And then when you take all the men that's out there on drugs, that make it 5.5. So far,
that's right.
5.5 women to every man out there. So
every man.
Men, we had a demand right now for us, so we could call the shots. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
remember that. You know, as far as remember that.
Oh yeah. I'm familiar with that stat. You know, that's nice to know. But you know, when we're younger, it was always about with the guys. It was about the quantity, not the quality of the woman. You know what I'm saying? So now, at my age, I can safely say it's about the quality of the woman.
Absolutely.
That's so true. And I want everybody to answer. I don't know if everybody could tune in next week, but if it was a man and a lady and they was on a cliff and they both decided to commit suicide, right? And they was going to jump off the cliff at the same time. And they was, you know, they counted off. Okay, we're going to jump on three. And they said one, and then they said two, and then they said three. And the lady jumped off the cliff, but the man didn't jump. So halfway down, the lady pulled out a parachute. And pulled out a parachute. She had a parachute. So who was wrong? Was he wrong for not jumping, or was she wrong for pulling out the parachute half down? We're going to leave it at that. We're going to answer that next week. Yo,
oh my.
Blessings. Everybody stay safe.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for listening to
okay.
the show.
Okay.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.